So today we have October the 20th, and we are something that has inaugurated by the Frankfurt Fair only 3 years ago, from 2014 on. It's called the Business Club. By chance, we are sitting in the expert corner. We have two experts here who can tell us a lot of stories to join our look into the history of bookmaking and book presentation and the whole book fair. And Martina Barth, I'm going to present yourself, because for me, you're one of the representative persons, not just for the book fair, but for the whole transition period, which we have been involved in the last couple of 10 to 20 years. But maybe first you just speak about yourself.
Hello, Martina Barth. I work for the Frankfurt Book Fair since 1993. And that means that I started the work for the Frankfurt Book Fair with Netherlands and Flandern being guest of honor the first time. So for me, it's quite a circle now to be here for the Frankfurt Book Fair. And as you mentioned, the point is that at this time, the transition wasn't like this. It was more or less based on books. And in the years after that, we discovered that content is this what we should focus on. And the question in which form this content is presented is the next step. But we started with the book fair very early, actually. Frankfurt Book Fair goes electronic. That was a slogan. So we started to have the focus on that and be with the publishing industry to help and support this development, but always try to be critical with what will be the consequences of this change.
And Emma, for me, you are a very traditional person in the way how you react, the way you present yourself, and the way how you represent the industry. Maybe I'm wrong, you're going to tell yourself, but on the same time, you are another generation. You do other things and you are very fond in doing them. So two questions. Who are you and why do you want to do that?
So I work as a commissioning editor on the Trapeze imprint, part of Orion, part of Hachette, based in London in the UK. I think that you probably made a surface level judgment about who I am. Obviously, I'm white, middle class female, which is classic publishing, but hopefully what I work on and how I work is not too traditional. And I think that's the whole point of my job and why I love it, is being creative and thinking differently and being open to ideas. So I commission really commercial non-fiction, and then you're looking at trends, you're interacting with other people, you're finding top talent, and I don't think it really matters too much about what you seem to look like or where you fit into society. It's more about being open to different parts of culture. And that's what's important, rather than where I'm coming from. So that's who I am and how I work.
Let me just come in, because you made an interview and someone said the problem with publishing is that there are too many white middle-class girls called Emma. And here I am. Yeah. That was what she said.
And I know I'm part of the problem, but I think at least being aware of that is a good thing. And the way that publishing is hopefully changing is being more open and more diverse. And for one thing, I'm not Southern, I'm Northern, which is sometimes a novelty in publishing. So that's probably how I differentiate myself. But I think being aware of that is really, really important.
But to have new means of proliferation, of presentation, of immersion even, does it help you to open up this horizon?
I think that being a commissioning editor in non-fiction on the commercial side, you've got to be kind of filter. So you're constantly engaging with the world around you and engaging with other people's view of the world. And so that's, ideas are feeding into you. And I think that is changing in publishing, because there's more channels to getting published and we're opening up new communities, especially online. It's a far more democratic platform. And, you know, people with genuine talent, and they gain followings and then they get your attention. So it's going through a series of, it's not going through the traditional gatekeepers that it might have used to have gone through. Obviously that still happens, and people, some books we find it still comes through the traditional way and agents pick them up, but we're being more creative about how we find talent, how we work with them, what we do with them. So I think it's changing the mindset of how publishers work, and I think we're starting to see that happen now.
But when you go to the London Book Fair and you come to the Frankfurt Book Fair, you have different expectations?
This is my first Frankfurt. Feels a bit like being on a school trip. You know, it's a big book fair and it feels like a lot goes on here and a lot of exciting deals are being done. It feels very buzzy and there's a lot of important people here, and I think you're exposed much more to the breadth of the industry and what's happening. And certainly I wish I'd had a bit more free time actually to explore all the talks and even the digital innovation that's going on, because there's so many interesting things being showcased here. I think it's really exciting. And definitely, I come out of my comfort zone in Frankfurt. I've met far more new people than I do at London Book Fair. So I think that's important in broadening my network and my contacts.
In my view, the fair has always been a place to welcome people. Now, how do you maintain the spirit when everything becomes digital?
I guess it's easy to maintain the spirit, because the difference for us compared to other book fairs is that we as a company, as people working for that company, belong to the Association of Publishers and Booksellers. We belong to them and we are coming, so to say, from inside the industry. We are not a company renting the space, actually. And this helps, and this also makes it sometimes a little bit difficult, because of course other companies, it's more easy for them to handle these things, but we like to stick to that way to welcome the people. And yesterday just I talked to a colleague I never met before, but he told me always when he says he goes to Frankfurt, he feels he comes home. And this was the most beautiful compliment he could tell me, because that is what we would like to have, a home, a platform, not only a platform but really a home for all the people in the international networking. And so it makes it easy for me after such a long period of working here to know the people, to bring them together, to know who might fit to whom, and this is the most important thing for me.
Instead of me asking another question, imagine yourself a question which you would have liked me being asked to you and answer it yourself.
That's tricky. I'm struggling to think. I've been asked a lot of good questions over the last few days, so I'm trying to think of one that I've not been asked. I think it's an important question to keep asking, what we think should change in the industry and what themes should it be tackling. And I think that's kind of what I was just talking about on stage, but I think it should be a continuous issue of diversity and making sure that it's that how Frankfurt Book Fair is welcoming, and it's about collaboration. And I think keeping the spirit of that in publishing and sharing, I think the slogan of Frankfurt this year might be, it's something to do with being everyone sharing in things together. And I think that that's really important and what we should be focusing on for the future.
Martina, the last famous words on your side.
This is hard. Yeah, for me, it would be, if you ask me what makes this job, that was a little bit what you are targeting on, I guess, is that really the possibility to meet people with this spirit. There have been a lot of chances to do something else, but all the time I think, to say, the branch is one where people love books and people are, as individuals, they have a different view on society. And all these political things we are just doing this year shows that this is not only that we do it this year, we are going to have this focus on political issues all the time. But at the moment, the time in society seems to be ready to have a new view on it. And this helps, and this is what my job really makes it great.
You know, I've been very pleased to have you here for this interview. It hasn't been planned, but you succeeded to make me happy, and that was more I could have asked for. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.